This is 11-fold contracting.
Yes, good day, Matt. Please stay with Elliot.
Yes, this is him.
Hi, Elliot. My name is Celine. I am from Web Services at Locust Plus. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So, Elliot, I've been asked to give you a call. You wanted to do changes to your website, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
The main thing that I was looking at, let me just pull it up real quick.
Sure.
So when you open it up, it basically goes to saying, you know, it says my name and painting services and all that stuff, schedule, then expert services, trust the expert services, so on and so forth. Then we get to the picture with the description below, and then it has view more. So that says home maintenance, and which is one of the things that I offer. But I would like for the first and primary thing to be interior and exterior painting.
Oh, okay. So,
and so the other thing I noticed is that when you click on view more, we have multiple categories. Instead of having two separate categories for interior painting and then painting services, I would like it to just be, and we can have interior and then exterior painting services be separate if they need to be, but the primary thing is that with the painting services one, the picture, from a professional perspective, it's a little misleading. Just a guy in a hard hat with a blue jumpsuit. And he's holding a paintbrush, and there's paint in multiple different places of different colors and things going on. I would rather utilize some of the stuff that I've sent that would be just, you know, it's a picture of a wall and a baseboard is good enough for me, you know. A done service is fine. But the primary thing I wanted was the order of things to just basically be like interior, exterior painting, and home maintenance. The finished work is kind of not necessary. So, because it kind of starts bleeding into after we go from drywall and things, we start getting into carpentry, which I do a little bit of I'll lay baseboards and molding, but I don't really do more than that. So the picture here with the really well finished woodwork, around a fireplace mantle, that's a little, kind of like false advertising, just a little bit, because I don't do that level of finished work. So I wonder, maybe we just need to take away the finished work and leave it at paint and maintenance. The other thing I was seeing is that each of these things, you can click on them, and then it becomes a much further description of things, which is nice. It's just that I feel like it's a little too much, you know? The description in here, home maintenance, keep your home functioning smoothly with your comprehensive home maintenance services, I feel like that's fine. It doesn't need to be a whole other page. And so I guess what I would like is to say maybe the view more button, view more services, if we just shrink these categories down into the descriptions as they're listed now, kind of a thing, but just change the titles like I'm suggesting, that we don't have to have a view more button, and it will just be a quick thing for people to scan, because that's all I'm really trying to get is that there is a website, and it's just a quick comprehensive thing for people to call me and find out more, because I personally got kind of like pulled into a rabbit hole of each of these turning into a whole new page. The primary thing I wanted to kind of put out there was that I did want the painting to be listed first and then so on and so forth with the maintenance being last. Other than that, everything seems really good. And I see that there's lots of pictures that I provided that are on here. You know, primarily I think that some of the photos that I didn't provide are, just not necessarily the direction I'm going for some of them. So like in the essence of the home maintenance, when I click on that, you know, it's just the picture of a man doing stuff and things like that, that I'm, you know, A, that's not me, other things like that. I don't really put myself in photos and, just other stuff like that. Some of the generated photos are, you know, it just falls outside of the scope of the things that I've already provided photo-wise.
Okay.
So I just, I don't know what your perspective is on some of this stuff, but, it's just, I like how much effort you guys put in for sure, trust me. But I think it could be simpler to just kind of not make it a. And if I went to try, because I don't even know how to modify this stuff myself, even though there's an option to do that type of thing. So I think if it was easier, I wouldn't have so much of a problem with that. But as far as the window within a window kind of thing, I'm just a little. Not sure what I would need to change about that. So,
no worries. You pay part of your service includes the website editing changes. So, okay. So just to recap, right? In terms of the services that you would like actually expressed on the website will be interior painting, exterior painting, home maintenance, and the finished work. Did you want me to reword it as well? Or
yeah, I don't think we need work. We can just eliminate the finished work because if it evolves into that conversation with my client, it is something I will discuss about providing. As far as my business, I'm focused on the final painting of a project kind of a thing. If there are small repairs and things like that include drywall type stuff, it's like repairing the drywall, that falls into the maintenance category more than full-on finished work, which I realized later that was basically saying full-on carpentry. And so I'm not equipped with all of the tools that are necessary to pull off what I'm seeing in this picture.
I understand. That's something so don't worry, I just eliminated it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Of course. The reason why I'm asking is precisely for that. So in terms of the pages that we do create a specific sheet for the website to rank. So we do need to have those extra pages. Like when you click on it, it takes you to a full-on page. I do understand what you say about the home maintenance. What I can do is make sure that we utilize in as much as the photos that you have provided. And if we are to use stock photos, that do not show any people on it, that are more like playing, like showing a living room and things like that, like showing an inside of a home or an exterior of the house or something like that, right? That evokes where you're going to be working at rather than what you are doing at. So that would be one of my suggestions. As I said, I already eliminated the page for finished work. I don't understand what you are conveying to me. So mostly
I don't want to complain. I want it to be
convey.
Oh yes, okay. I definitely appreciate what you guys have done so far, and there are some things like, you know, simple stuff like the guy holding the roller up against the wall. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just when we get into like when I click on home maintenance and then there's the guy fixing the door, that's just starts being a little, and then
we have like. Off.
Yeah, so like I am attempting to provide. I have more pictures I need to put into the local splash app. I have done a couple of dumps with some of my photos. I've just tried to, you know, simplify it. I think is what I'm suggesting. The process and everything is nice. That's something I usually have. Go like that's a conversation in my sale with the client more than I need the website to explain. The one paragraph like under home maintenance and so instead of saying painting services, we can just turn that one into exterior paint and kind of focus that statement a little bit more on exterior because the interior I think you know what I mean. And so,
yeah,
that's all I wanted to address.
Constantine, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No worries. I'm done.
No, it's just, I'm taking notes as we speak, and I'm looking at the site. I will request for the service page for painting services to be changed to exterior painting. So that requires content. I do have a content writer for it. That should be done by tomorrow. In any case, I'm going to be taking a look of the photos that you currently do have on your local splash app. I will try to use as many as I can from those. But I will be removing the ones that are that we provide that has people on it. So we remove.
Okay.
I just removed the one that was fixing the door. I put just a living room, a very simple living room, a small living room with a TV just as a placeholder. So, but we will be going to that. I do ask you to please allow me 2 days because it's been a lot of revisions requested this week. So
I do understand.
For a long time. But
no worries.
As soon as I finish,
I know it's a process.
thank you. As soon as I finish with all the revisions, I will send you a text message so you can go ahead and take a look. I do recommend that you put in as much as images that you have to add your own. Because as you can see, we do use a lot of photos on the website, and it's mainly because Google do really like pages, websites that have a lot of images. So it seems that we are shorting our attention span now to just plain image. So if you could upload, that would be great, because I do need to fill out those spaces. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
I will find
there
out.
Will be anything else?
No, I think that was it. I just noticed that was more in depth than I guess I expected. just to have something for people to refer to, know that I'm a real business kind of a thing. So I do appreciate it.
Of course, my pleasure. So as you say, once I have the new content ready, I will let you know, and I will be putting the pictures in as many as I can to the website so we represent you better. Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Elia. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you kindly for taking my call today.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.